Big price hikes are likely coming next year for Oklahomans who buy health insurance through the Affordable Care Act. As Brad Gibson explains for the Oklahoma Watch report, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Oklahoma, the leading insurer on the exchange, is proposing unsubsidized rate increases that will average 31%.
Cassie Clark is a 27-year-old student at the University of Central Oklahoma in Edmond. She lives with two other people, and like a lot of students, she's on a tight budget.
I've been mostly living off of the student loans. There's periods of, you know, not having any money, waiting a couple weeks to be able to buy anything, and, you know, then times where I have like $6,000 in my bank account.
Cassie has had Blue Cross Blue Shield health insurance purchased through the Affordable Care Act for about a year. She's paying $38 a month for coverage, with a $112 government subsidy. But now her premium could jump by up to 44%, or nearly $200 more a year. According to filings obtained by Oklahoma Watch, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Oklahoma is proposing a rate increase in Affordable Care Act coverage, or what many call Obamacare. Blue Cross Blue Shield is asking for an average increase of 31%, from as little as 10% more to nearly 44%. State Deputy Insurance Commissioner Mike Rhodes.
There will be a continuation of some rate increases because they are going up not only in Oklahoma, but in many, many other states that have essentially the same dynamics that are happening here with this current cycle.
The dynamics that Rhodes speaks of are a variety of factors, including rising medical costs, higher than estimated prescription drug costs, and companies underestimating how much policyholders would claim. But experts believe the biggest reason for the rate increases is a provision in the Affordable Care Act called Guaranteed Issue. It requires insurance companies to accept anyone, regardless of a pre-existing condition. As a result, providers like Blue Cross Blue Shield of Oklahoma were unable in the program's first year to determine the true costs of the Affordable Care Act. Oklahoma Insurance Department analyst Frank Stone.
The guaranteed issue is the main driver that the companies had no way of knowing what to expect and who they might get. You've got people coming off the high-risk pool. There's been a lot of extra expenses in hepatitis C drugs that all of a sudden they're having to cover. And the companies just didn't know what they were going to get demographic-wise.
The federal government will consider the rate increases soon, including an unknown rate increase from another insurer, Community Care, which provides only health maintenance organization plans in Oklahoma. Mike Rhodes thinks the government will approve the majority of them for this year.
I think that they can justify them completely by virtue of the better information that they have. These rate increases are probably warranted, and probably even if there is a certain degree of wanting to be as competitive as possible, they may be a little bit understated.
The federal government says federal subsidies will soften the impact of any rate increases, or consumers could try and find less expensive plans. But Cassie says less coverage is just not an option.
It does concern me because of the medications I've started on. I kind of really have to stay on those, possibly the rest of my life. An increase of that, I mean, it's kind of like I'll just have to bite the bullet and just deal with it because otherwise the office visit and the cost of the medications alone without any kind of help is going to be much more than that.
Suzanne Nichols is healthcare co-chairman of the Oklahoma City-based family issues group, Voice OKC. She's already hearing from some of the 127,000 Oklahomans with affordable care coverage, worried that they might not be able to afford big rate increases.
I think that's a real possibility. They will either do that or they will go to a coverage that covers less, which would mean they would potentially not get care early on and have to delay care until it was even more costly. Once you get used to something, you don't want to lose it. So people will work to come up with a way to stay insured. But if it's between insurance and food or rent, food and rent are going to win every time.
For Oklahoma Watch Report, I'm Brad Gibson.
And you can find this story on our website, kgou.org. For a longer version and other investigations by the statewide nonprofit journalism group covering public policy issues, go to oklahomawatch.org.
We'll be right back.